Next time you walk out your front door, take a second to look up at your nearest streetlight. Over the past few months, thousands of these ordinary light posts across cities and towns have been quietly upgraded into something entirely different. Without digging up streets or raising massive, obvious camera towers, local authorities now have access to a plug-and-play surveillance device that installs in under an hour and silently scans and tracks vehicles across an entire neighborhood, 24 hours a day. In this video, we're going to discuss how a new partnership between two major technology companies is turning standard public streetlights into an interconnected vehicle surveillance network, the physical component installed on top of these poles that allow cities to completely bypass expensive construction permits, and what this shift means for your everyday privacy. There's two companies partnered up to create this technology, Axon and Ubiquia. Most people know Axon as the company that builds tasers, police body cameras, and law enforcement cloud software. Ubiquia, on the other hand, specializes in smart city infrastructure, specifically modular tech that attaches to existing utility poles and lighting networks. Together, they created a product called the Axon Light Post. Now, in traditional surveillance setups, installing a high-powered police camera requires weeks of planning. You need construction crews to dig up trenches around the concrete, potentially run heavy electrical wiring, and secure public works permits to mount the hardware. It's slow and often very noticeable to the community. The Axon Light Post, however, completely eliminates that barrier through a concerning piece of engineering. On top of almost every standard LED street light, there's a small, standardized socket called a NEMA photocell socket. Normally, this socket is used to hold a sensor that tells the light to turn on when the sun goes down. Ubiquia took advantage of this and engineered a custom hub, the Ubi Hub. It twist locks into that same socket. In under 60 minutes, a single technician can swap out the light sensor with this hub. It draws power directly from the street grid and connects instantly via built-in cellular network modems. And what makes this socket so concerning is that over the past decade, it has been installed across millions of streetlights under the banner of smart city infrastructure. They were originally pitched to taxpayers as green energy initiatives to automatically dim light or report outages, but have now become part of a plug-and-play solution to mass surveillance. Now let me share what makes this easy-to-install camera different from a standard security camera. Inside the Axon Light Post housing sits a high-performance optical camera module paired with specialized processing hardware. It relies on three primary technical features. An AOPR, which stands for Automated License Plate Recognition. This technology uses optical sensors and software to read license plate numbers on moving vehicles up to 155 miles per hour across multiple lanes in both daylight and total darkness. It's the same type of technology that flock cameras are known for using. The light posts also have VAR, or vehicle attribute recognition. This is where the AI comes in. The system analyzes the physical characteristics of each vehicle that passes by. It logs the make, model, body type, color, and unique identifying markers, like a roof rack, a bumper sticker, or dented fender. So even if a license plate is missing or covered, the system can still flag and filter the vehicle. And the most crucial piece, it has edge computing, which allows processing of data right there on the physical device, at the edge of the network, rather than sending raw video files over the internet to a server far away. Continuous HD video streams take up immense amounts of internet bandwidth. By using edge computing, the processor inside the light post converts raw camera footage into tiny text files and metadata instantly. It says, blue sedan, license plate XYZ123, heading south at 4:15 p.m. It compresses that data and sends it over LTE to the cloud in milliseconds. This means thousands of these nodes can operate simultaneously across a city without overwhelming cellular networks. And personally, what I believe is most concerning is what happens when hundreds of these light posts are chained together into a single software dashboard that reconstructs your entire day. When Axon Light Post captures data, it streams directly into Axon software ecosystem, specifically tools like Axon Evidence and Axon Fuses. Fuses is a real-time network integration platform. It aggregates video feeds from public cameras, private business security system, Ring cameras, and now municipal light posts into a single interface for police department command centers. When all these light posts are connected, system operators can run searches for both specific crimes and for general movement patterns. For example, An operator can type in, show me every red SUV that passed the neighborhood between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. The system aggregates the data of every light post in the area and generates a map of where that vehicle traveled, where it paused, and where it went next. What makes this even more concerning is the data sharing angle. The information captured by a light post in your hometown doesn't necessarily stay with your local police department. Through integrated networks, data can be shared across county lines or with federal agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. This creates a legal gray area around the Fourth Amendment, as back in 2018, the Supreme Court ruled in Carpenter v. United States that long-term warrantless location tracking violates reasonable expectations of privacy. Yet, fixed ALPR networks bypass this protection by claiming you have no expectation of privacy while driving on a public road, effectively building a continuous location trail without a judge ever signing a search warrant. From a public safety perspective, supporters argue that this helps solve vehicle-related crimes faster, while privacy advocates argue that it creates a searchable, retroactive database of every citizen's daily routine, where you go to the doctor, what places of worship you visit, what political rallies you attend, and where you sleep at night. Unlike digital privacy, where you can use encrypted messaging or simply turn off your phone's location settings, you cannot opt out of physical space. And because the hardware is built directly into standard municipal lighting, this dragnet is effectively invisible to the average person driving down the street. So what can you actually do about this if you care about your privacy? While you can't manually turn off a camera on a public light post, here are four things that you can do. First, learn to spot the hardware. Knowledge is the first line of defense. Standard streetlights have a small flat photocell cap on top. An Axon light post setup will typically feature a larger cylindrical cap module at the top connection port, often paired with a compact downward-facing camera enclosure mounted just below the light fixture. Knowing where these are installed lets you understand the scope of monitoring in your immediate neighborhood. Second, file public records requests. If you live in the United States, your state's public records laws or the Freedom of Information Act at the federal level give you the right to request information from your city council or police department. You can formally ask, has the city signed contracts or testing agreements with companies like Axon or Ubiquia? What is the data retention policy for license plate and vehicle recognition data? And what is the data shared with third-party or federal agencies? You can then use this information to voice your opinion to your local representatives by attending local town halls and city council meetings. Because light post devices connect to existing light sockets without major construction, they're frequently procured under general maintenance or public works budgets without public hearings. Bringing this up during town hall public comments forces city officials to put surveillance procurement on the official record. Last, advocate for surveillance transparency ordinances. Support local initiatives that enforce CCOPS's community control over police surveillance. These ordinances require law enforcement and municipal governments to hold public hearings, produce privacy impact assessments, and receive explicit city council approval before deploying any new monitoring technology on public infrastructure. Smart cities offer a lot of promises. Better energy efficiency, automatic street lighting, and faster emergency response. But when smart city infrastructure doubles as a mass surveillance network by default, the boundary between municipal management and constantly tracking disappears. Understanding how these technologies work is the first step in deciding where that boundary should be drawn in your local community. Please subscribe and hype this video if you'd like to share it with others. Thank you.